Where are things right now in terms of the next sort of generation of adjuvant trials?
I think that the cooperative groups are in the process of developing a trial that would incorporate bevacizumab or Avastin into the adjuvant setting, which, based on the promising result of the positive trial that was seen in ECOG, see if we can perhaps improve the cure rate with the addition of bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting. I think that trial is under development and is waiting final approval. And we will probably open that at UNC as well once it becomes approved.
What are your thoughts about looking at bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting, and particularly in terms of potential toxicities? How do you think it's going to play out?
I think that there's going to be obviously some concern whenever incorporating a new agent. I think some of the concerns are obviously there's issues of wound healing. That's why we'll probably wait like 4 or 8 weeks, much the way I think the colorectal treatments have. I think that in the metastatic setting, there was the episodes of hemoptysis, which were concerning. Presumably in the adjuvant setting, the tumor has been removed, so that's going to be less of a problem. I think whenever taking a therapy to an adjuvant setting, there's always more concern about treatment-related deaths. We're always concerned about them, but particularly if someone's potentially cured with surgery alone, we don't want to cause any additional toxicity or life-threatening toxicity. I think it'll be interesting to see that trial go forward, and I think it has a great promise.